What about red cell growth factors?
Of course, they have, and again, I was not involved with the trials, but we now have a biosimilar Epoetin alpha. I don't think it's hit the marketplace yet, but I could be wrong in some regions, but the FDA has approved it. You know, I think there was a fair amount of anxiety because of the prior history in this space. And my projection is, but I don't have a crystal ball, is, of course, EPO use in general in oncology fell dramatically due to a number of factors, but has never regained the heyday of use of Epoetin or Darbepoetin in oncology. So there's already that more limited use in oncology. And now you have a new Epoetin alpha biosimilar out there. I think it's going to be a slow slog for the uptake of this in oncology practice. That's my projection. And not because of any safety concerns. I think they fulfilled the requirements of the FDA to get approval. But I think uptake in oncology is going to be very slow.